Are you with me?
I'm with you no matter what you do.
Enumus, are you with me?
I am. You know my life belongs to you.
It's now or never.
Escape or die. We've had as much as we can take.
So if we ever intend to try, now is the time to make a break.
Moving through the maze of passages, Spartacus gave the cry of the hawk, the cry of one who is free. And in the heart of every gladiator, a half-forgotten memory stirred, and hope sprang anew. Spartacus, Crixus, and Enomus overpowered the guards and led the gladiators silently from their quarters. Spartacus found me in the kitchens, and with the rebels we took knives and spits and cleavers and fought our way to the outer gates and freedom. We travelled by night, hiding and sleeping in the woods by day. One night, the gladiators ambushed a wagonload of weapons and armed themselves with swords and shields.
Crixus, are you with me? Enomus, are you with me?
I am. I know the fight has just begun.
It's now or never.
Escape or die. So far it's gone the way we've planned.
And if we ever intend to try, now is the time to make a stand. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time to make a stand.
Spartacus' rebellion spread, and runaway slaves made their way to join us. By tens and twenties, Spartacus' army grew, and with it grew his power. At last we reached Vesuvius, and there on its vine-tangled slopes we camped. Then one morning, I awoke to the cry of the hawk, the signal that a Roman army was marching towards us. I knew then this would be the testing of my Spartacus' strength, the proving of his power to command.
When I heard of the gladiators' escape, I hastened to Rome and urged the Senate to act at once. But the old fools dismissed Spartacus as nothing more than a barbarian who would never be heard of again. But I knew better. I had seen him that day in the circus when he held 20,000 people hypnotized with his arrogant contempt for authority. With Caesar and Pompey away at war, I offered to raise and lead an army against Spartacus, but the Senate listened instead to the clever oratory of Cicero, who played upon their fear of dictatorship and the dangers of giving Marcus Crassus too much power. Then came the news that Spartacus was forming an army on Vesuvius, and the Senate finally responded, sending a small force to lay siege to the mountain in the hope of driving Spartacus from his hiding place. What lunacy to suppose the cunning Spartacus would simply sit and wait. That very night, using ropes and ladders woven from vines, he led the perilous descent from Vesuvius. But not content with escape, he then attacked and overran our camp. He almost fell to a Roman spear, but Enomus, repaying the debt he owed Spartacus, threw himself in front of the Thracian and died in his place. When I heard how Spartacus seized the Roman standard with its great golden eagle and carried it aloft in triumph, my blood ran cold. For what I had foreseen in Capua was coming true. The hawk had taken to the wings.